So we continue to walk around the city center. I feel like I would need to be here minimum a month to appreciate truly. I'm just running around from one place to another, and the city is enormous. And I feel like I would need a lot more time. Well, hopefully in the future I will plan this with a little bit more time. For now, let's enjoy. And I don't really feel like saying much. I think the images speak for themselves. The city is clean, it's organized, it's well maintained. A lot of the old buildings, you can see the ones that need refurbishment, they are being refurbished. This is, we are arriving here, I don't know the name of this square, but this is, that hotel is like, if not the most expensive, one of the most expensive hotels in Moscow. I know some YouTubers that stay there. It's not for my purse, I don't monetize, I don't earn anything with YouTube. And I hear it's pretty good. My hotel is a little bit different. I'll show you when I get back. A little bit more modest. But it's more, it gives you more that experience. It was hard to find on foot this morning. But it is cozy, it is cozy. And it is good and it is cheap. I mean, it's really close to the Red Square and the walking distance, very short walking distance. And you have internet and private toilet and everything, and a double bed. And I mean, it's more than enough. I didn't come here to stay inside hotels. I came here to visit, to wander outside. Aha! Here's a real hero of the Second World War. Let's try to read the plaque here. Marshalu Zhukovu. Mr. Zhukov is, if you know a little bit of history of World War II, you will have come across this name, I'm sure. You can just browse the internet and you'll find out immediately the essentials about him. Извините, вы говорите по-английски? Нет, русский. Что это?
Это курс президента. Но это работает, когда государство в оккупации. Национально-освободительное движение прописано в уставах ООН.
Хорошо, президент.
Да, хороший президент.
Хороший президент. Извините, мой русский. Я из Португалии. Турист, я турист.
Поддержим курс президента, чтобы был суверенитет.
Может, я...
Возьмите.
Спасибо.
Давайте.
Спасибо, волшеб.
Информация для поддержим курс президента, чтобы был суверенитет.
Some kind of information. I think this is... I think this is something to do. I have to read it later. It's too much. Something to do with the SMO. I'll translate it later. I'll dedicate to translation later when I'm the hotel room. Clearly that guy was proud of his president. I know this is a very... Immediately there's a trigger, like in Pavlov's dogs, when you say this and you show this to Westerners, and this kind of behavior when the people are the proud Russians that you see here, and people who are proud of their president Putin. Just don't forget that this is, you have to understand the context. And just do one thing, even if you don't need to dig much deep into the recent Russian history. Just research a little bit about this special period between the fall of the Soviet Union and the rise of the actual of the president Vladimir Putin, and then just track the development of Russia during his mandate. That should say something. I'm not sanctifying anyone. I'm not saying that in the West is all bad and now here in Russia is all good. I'm not saying that. But that is often said, the opposite is often said in Western media. And so, I asked if the guy speaks English, but if the guy spoke English, but he refused, so I tried my best Russian, which is a little bit embarrassing for me. This is the first time I speak Russian with anyone, was today. So yes, I've seen this in many YouTube videos, this place, but I don't recall the name. I don't recall the name. It's very pleasant. Look, the sun is shining. I was lucky with the weather today, because it has been snowing in previous days, and the day I arrived the temperature rose to like 8 or 9 positive degrees Celsius. So it's actually a very pleasant weather here. I advise people to visit and take a look with their own eyes, if they can. One question that you might have is that how do you come from EU country to here? How do you come from EU country to here? And because all the planes, it's not, first of all, it's not forbidden to travel to Russia, right? So you can come. Let's sit here for a while. So you can come. And second, you just need to book the flight directly on the airline that does this route. I was looking at the airlines, and I saw that the Turkish Airlines had the best deal. I could book the flight directly from Lisbon. I didn't have to make the changes on my own. I just went to Turkish Airlines site and said I want to depart from Lisbon and land in Moscow, and they took care of it. Easy as that. It's going to be more expensive than the regular flight within the European space. But then again, when you're traveling, I think even if things seem cheap, they always turn out expensive. You always need a backup money for something. I want to go down there because that's the eternal flame down there. And I just missed it. I came up, I passed beside it, and I didn't see it. But now I was sitting there and I saw the over there. I go down there and check it out. So here we are. A lot of people going in and out this gate. So we will definitely have to check it out. This is where they have the change of the guard from the palace. Maybe here is where I can find the biggest percentage of foreigners, foreign tourists.
Все паспорт данные отправлял Серега и на дня отправлял мне назад. Я сейчас отправлю.
And here you have the stars, the names of the main cities. It says here Leningrad, Kiev, Minsk. Stalingrad. Sevastopol. Odessa. This is all former Soviet Union. Kiev. Novorossiysk, Novorossiya, Novorussia. The rest is Krepost. This one was not so easy to read for me. Tula. Murmansk. And Smolensk. Yeah, some of these cities are in Russia. Some are in the former Soviet space. Goroda. Voin. Voinskoy, Slav. It has been an extra effort to try and decipher all the Cyrillic words that I see. I clearly am not, I don't have much practice. But it doesn't take long to learn the alphabet. It doesn't take long, but still. And then when you have to read the words, you feel like a primary school kid in the first year putting together the letters to form the word. Well, but it's handy. It's handy if you know them, and then you can make up some words. Some words, of course, you have to learn as well, but other words, they look difficult, but once you read the alphabet, then they can be words that are very look-alike or very similar to words that you know. For example, for me, Portuguese, if I see the word escola, I know exactly what it means. Even for an English speaker, it's not difficult to make the connection. Let's keep circling the wall. Around this wall, the security is quite tight. I was there, went to the police and asked him if I could take a picture with him. And they were not open to the idea, let's just say this. But of course, no hassle, no problem. He just refused. They don't speak very much. So it comes in handy if you learn a little bit of Russian before you coming. And it doesn't have to be too much, just the basics. And if people see that you make an effort, they will also make an effort. So far, it's been the pattern of behavior that I found here. So once they see that I'm trying to speak Russian, but I have difficulty, they'll understand. If you go immediately for English, they'll just look at you in a weird way. At least most of them. A lot of groups, a lot of tourists. A lot of Chinese tourists I've seen.